Party chair Bill Feehan says he was given no warning before Facebook reduced the reach of the party's page, pulled two ads, and banned them from buying others. Feehan says the move interferes with a local assembly race and it violates the party's free speech rights. Facebook did not respond to a request for comment, but Ken Paulson, director of the Free Speech Center at Middle Tennessee State University, says the social media company isn't out of bounds.
Facebook can decide that an ad is misleading. But they also can be concerned that that ad might promote an entity, a page, on Facebook that would be misleading and untruthful.
Paulson says many social media sites are struggling to make these decisions as more false information is spread by organizations and candidates from both political parties. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.